getting better.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks, for your daily dose of Christian constitutional education, instruction, and exhortation to, of course, action, to learn and to apply that learning, folks. Thanks for joining us today. You got Jake, the other guy, the Sons of Liberty. We just got back from a trip. We're down in Florida. We're obviously broadcasting down there as well to you. All over the country right now, people are talking about a recent victory that had to do with gun rights. Now, as I was pondering this last night, of course everybody knows about Feinstein failing in Senate. The gun ban was dropped. But think about this. What did she do? As if it's okay now. Well, she lost. Woohoo! America won. And she still sits there. We heard last week the topic with her and Ted Cruz. I've been here for 20 years. That's the problem. You've been there lawlessly legislating for 20 years, and you're still there. She's not even the problem. It's being allowed to be there. She comes out with this agenda, which is exactly what it is. It's a political agenda, has nothing to do with law, has nothing to do with Constitution that she swears to uphold, has nothing to do with defending your liberties, which is the purpose of government found in the Declaration of Independence, the organic law of our country. She proposes that we take rights away from the American people. Her colleagues, like Harry Reid, decided we're not going to propose this and bring it forward. Let me just say this. President Bill Clinton was the one who signed DOMA into law. He was terrified of even discussing the topic of gay marriage once upon a time, over 14 years ago, 15 years ago. So he signs DOMA, protecting marriage. This was a straight criminal liberal. That's what he was. That's what he continues to be. That's what his wife was. That's what she continues to be. But now they have the audacity to say, well, I was wrong then, and this is... They're always having a radical agenda in mind. It's incremental, step by step. This woman, to think that she's going to stop, unless she's forced to stop by the American people, is a myth. It's a joke. You haven't defeated anything. The fact that it was allowed to even be brought forth in the first place, for somebody with a common sense thinking mind to even talk about this, to debate about it, to question the constitutionality of it. Of course! It is directly opposed to your Bill of Rights, which are God-given rights, given by God. Feinstein doesn't want anybody to have assault weapons as their personal protection. WND said that she said they are personal pleasures that should not take precedence over the good of the nation. Listen to what she's... Your rights are pleasures. And you know, we can't always have our pleasures. We can't always have our rights. Just interchange the two words. That's what she's saying. This is the mind of a criminal, folks. It should not take precedence. Your pleasures as American people, your pleasures, your liberties, your, you know, what do you call them? The Bill of Rights, those pleasures, you know, no, those are called rights, God given, inerrant, unalienable. They can't interfere with the good of the nation. Who's good, Feinstein? As she tells CNN, this is what she told CNN when she was mayor, right? When you come from where I've come from and what you've seen, when you found a dead body and put your fingers in the bullet holes. She's speaking of Harvey Milk, by the way. Oh, didn't Harvey, I'm sorry. Wasn't he the guy who was sleeping with a little boy? Yes, an underage minor. Yes, the poor victim, Harvey Milk. A criminal. But again, criminal minds protect criminality. What they do. She says, when you put the fingers in the bullet holes, you realize the impact of weapons. She wants to ban your assault weapons, folks. That's what she wants to ban. That particular wound she's talking about that she stuck her fingers into was done by a .38 Special, which is also the same gun that she herself carried. But she wants to take away your pleasures. I'm not trying to beat this to death, folks, but don't consider a victory the fact that she didn't make the cut on this particular time. The fact that she was even allowed to open her lips in the first place to talk about taking away an inalienable God-given right from you is the crime, folks. Who cares what happens after then? It's constantly being perpetrated against you. Just like the Clintons 15, 20 years ago, who weren't bold enough to bring forth what they're bold enough to bring forth today, incrementally. It's called vigilance. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. What does the Bible say? I always want to go back to that. That is the source, solution, open and close, case closed. Isaiah 26:9 says, for when thy judgments are in the earth, who are those judgments reserved for? What does it say in Romans 13 when it talks about the powers that be? It says all powers are what? Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. It's talking to government too, folks. It's not saying government is the highest power. God is the highest power. And the law that he gives is a higher power than man. Man agrees with the law, and therefore he is to be obeyed when he does. When thy judgments on the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked. Yea, he will not learn righteousness. I'll tell you what favor is. Oh, Feinstein, not this time. Can't do it. Not going to pass right now. That's favor, folks. She commits a crime and she gets the favor of saying, okay, you lost this one. Only to pop her face up again if she's not dealt with by the American people. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord unless the people don't tolerate it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
Mr. Nesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're back with the Sons of Liberty, and please join us on the 3:30 mark Eastern Time, 2:30 if you're in Central. You can figure out your own time zones, but we'll have with us Mr. Matt Staver, who's the Vice President of Liberty University and the Dean and Professor of Law at Liberty University School of Law. Many of you know about the victory that we had experienced down at Spanish River High School in Boca Raton. Also prior to that, at Dunkerton High School, if you didn't read about it in the press and didn't hear about it somewhere or watch the YouTube video, which has 6 digits worth of views on it, you're going to learn a little bit more about how we have never lost the right, as Bradley's column last week on WorldNet Daily so perfectly put forth. We've never lost the right, never, ever, ever lost the right to claim those educational institutions for the God who gave us the liberty that we have in this country, nor to speak about his laws, nor to talk about the Constitution. Those rights are all ours, and we're going to expound upon that. And folks, when there is schools that don't think that those rights are, Liberty Council is ready to deal with them. And Bradley is obviously more than willing to go back and to create that setting so that people can stand for the rights, including 16-year-old students like John at the last school that we went, who finally found somebody that would stand on his behalf and back him. And he got that, folks. I want to finish off this topic of Mrs. Feinstein, whose bill just failed in Senate. Think about that. Wow. Think about that. As if that's a victory. Her bill failed in Senate. Am I happy? Of course I am. That should have, of course. What I'm saying is it should have never been brought forth. It should have not only been defeated, but she should have been thrown in the jail that she's trying to create for the American people. See, somebody's going to go there, folks. Why don't the tyrants get tyranny appointed over them? Either they do or you will, and that is up to you. Feinstein recalled putting her fingers into bullet wounds of the body of slain homosexual activist Harvey Milk. From one criminal to another. As we talked about, the weapon used to kill Milk was a .38 Special. But she wasn't even on the list of guns that Feinstein proposed for the ban. You saw the mass shooting. It wasn't this high-powered rifle that the student allegedly, and I say allegedly on purpose, in Connecticut used. But yet that's the one they want to ban. This student down in Florida, like we talked about, it was either yesterday or the day before, who went into his school, they found, guess what? The same type of weapon that they're trying to ban, but it was never used. It's all plants. There's nothing backing this. As she recalled putting her fingers in the bullet holes, she thought, oh, poor Harvey Milk, killed with the 38 Special. We need to ban assault rifles. That's her premise. That's her argument. That's her basis. Let me just talk about Harvey Milk for a second. Harvey Milk was the first open homosexual to be elected to public office in California. Now look where it's gone, folks. See, when crime is allowed to be open and even voice its views, its opinions, next thing you know is you got Muslims on death row for murder, convicted, duly convicted, saying, this is against my religious freedom for you not to serve me hallmall meals. When you break the law, you have no more rights. And there is no greater law broken than the attacking of humans' individual rights in this country. There is no greater law than that. Harvey Milk served in public office. His lover was a 16-year-old boy. I'm so sick of talking about this, folks, but for some reason I think people just don't hear it. A 16-year-old boy! We're talking about a man! We're talking about a criminal! A pederast! Jack McKinley was the boy's name, who was looking for a father figure in his life. So guess what Harvey Milk gave him? Sodomy. I mean, let's say it for what it is. This little boy's looking for love, security, and what does he get? The fruit of a crime of a homosexual named Harvey Milk. That boy ended up committing suicide. I'll tell you why. Because of the guilt and shame that he did not know how to deal with. And this homosexual was there to put it on him and to pour it on him. And folks, don't think for a second they're not looking to do the same thing to your kids in public schools. They want their curriculum. And they hate when you oppose it. And if you don't deal with them, then you'll be the subject to their crime. If you don't deal with them, your kids will be subjugated to their crime. Not my kids. Not this ministry. And not the youth of this generation. That each one of you who donate and help and assist and back us. Not the fruit of those that we're fighting for, folks. That's what we're fighting. It was said of Harvey and the mayor of Castro Street that his objective was to lay for vulnerable, quote, young waifs with substance abuse problems. See all this crime, how it all feeds with each other? And here you have Feinstein, the criminal herself, who's been allowed to sit in Senate for 20 years, talking about how tragic it was to put her fingers in the bullet hole of Harvey Milk, who was shot with a 38 special. Therefore, you, the law-abiding citizens of America, must put your pleasures down of your Bill of Rights and give it up for the greater good of America. Those are her words. You know, I know exactly why people listen to the show, and it's because of the resolve that's brought. It's because of the things that are said that others will not say. Most of them, it's not even on their radar. And for those, it is on their radar, but they won't say it. Shame upon them. They're more guilty of it. The Bible says in Micah 2:1, woe unto them that devise iniquity and work evil. Iniquity is sin, lawlessness, breaking the law. I'm talking right now. You take your pick. I'm speaking specifically to Feinstein. Woe unto those that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it because it is in their power. Do you know what that word power means translated in the Old Testament? Here's a little church and state coming together for you. That means strength, power, deity, and it's political power. They practice evil because it is in the power of their hand. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family do I devise an evil from which you shall not remove your neck. See, now that type of preaching, you know, we were just picked up recently. A lot of folks have been twittering. The Right Scoop has been twittering the columns that Bradley's been producing every week. Conservatively is another outlet. Sarah Palin News is another outlet. You know, and I just listened to some of her quotes. I want you to listen to this, but I also want you to hear what's missing. Speaking of the president, I'm not shifting gears. I'm staying right in this element of government and power. And what is necessary to be in here. Because the element that's missing right now is Feinstein wasn't afraid to propose that bill. And she's not afraid that it got defeated. Until you, the American people, cause her to be afraid. A criminal is not afraid unless there's a law enforcement agency around him. Then guess what he's doing? Whoa, did you see him? Cop just passed me, looking over his shoulder. Yeah, because you're guilty. But if you're guilty and there's no law present, then where's the fear? I'll tell you who fears the rest of innocent society. Sarah Palin said he, speaking of President Obama, and bring up that because Sarah Palin News has started a partnership, it looks like, with us. It's an unrecorded partnership. But they've been tweeting all of Bradley's columns every single week. He is considered a good politician, speaking of President Obama, which is like saying Bernie Madoff was a good salesman. You won't hear anybody in Fox say anything like that. That's pretty bold. Way to go, Sarah. Good job. Okay. Background checks, she said? Yeah. I guess to learn more about a person's thinking and associations and intentions, more background checks, she said. Dandy idea, Mr. President. Should have started with yours. Again, hey, pretty bold for mainstream. Went right after the president, called him by name. What's missing? Do you think this president is scared of Sarah Palin? He's a criminal. You know what criminals fear? God. They don't fear your one-liners, how you make other conservatives laugh, how you make talk radio get entertained and itch their ears because I can't stand the left either. When God says, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family do I have devised an evil from which you shall not remove your neck, that puts fear in tyranny. When preachers stand up and preach, as our black regimen preached against the abuses of King George, which aren't even a tenth of what we're experiencing right now from an elected legislature, that's when fear comes into tyranny. And where the government fears the people, it's a healthy fear. You have liberty. Listen, nothing unhealthy can produce liberty. Health produces liberty. When you're sick as a nation, you fear the government, and that's tyranny. You would never buy something that is going to put you in fear and terror. But folks, your taxes pay to keep the government going. Your votes put them in office. This is yours, not somebody else's. We're not the Russian government. Our schools do not belong to communists. They're our schools. Our kids do not belong to the state. They're our kids. And we're going to open this topic even more next segment. We're going to have with us Mr. Matt Staver. He's a dean and professor of law at the Liberty University School of Law. He's the director of Liberty Center for Law and Policy. And he's one of those guys that does not tolerate wickedness and corruption in our public institutions. We'll be right back. Folks, you've never lost the right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, as promised, we have with us on this segment Mr. Matt Staver, the Vice President of Liberty University. He's also the Dean and a Professor of Law at the Liberty University School of Law and the Liberty Center for Law and Policy. Now, this is a good attorney, folks. Now, I've heard it said before. There was a man and his wife walking past a graveyard, and there was a headstone that said, "A lawyer and an honest man." And the man nudged his wife and said, "Look, honey, there's two people buried in that grave." This is not one of those guys. Mr. Matt Staver has defended your liberties, the right of your children in public schools, the rights of Christians all over the country, and this concept of separation of church and state. He knows the true meaning of it. Keep the government's business out of the church. Let the church have free exercise. That's why we have a First Amendment. Thank you for being with us on the show today, Matt.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you.
You got it. Well, listen, I want to break right into something, and I want to ask a few questions, since you are the who's who on these topics and these issues. Students have rights to pray in public school campuses, yes?
Yes.
Students have rights to read their Bible on public school campuses, yes?
Correct.
Students have the right to form religious clubs on campus?
Yes.
Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious material on campus.
Yes.
Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc., with religious themes.
Yes.
Students have the rights to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs.
That's correct.
Students have the right to discuss religious issues even though other students may overhear them.
That's correct.
And that last one I'm a little facetious on, because how silly is that? Of course other students are going to hear that. Matt, what I don't understand, well, actually I do understand it in part. People, probably for the most part, listening to this show right now, we have a pretty educated audience, but there's a lot of people across the nation that don't realize that all of those rights are inalienable to students on campuses. Recently, folks, and for those of you that didn't know, Bradley went to a high school, at Spanish River High School in Boca Raton, Florida. He stepped on campus because a student group, after school hours, wanted Bradley to speak. Matt, that assembly was stopped by a principal who said that he hadn't properly vetted Bradley, and we have live video of this interchange back and forth, and we heard a very effeminate teacher bring up the fact that everything Bradley Dean says is lies and misinformation, or something to that nature. Now, you were on a show with Jerry Newcomb, who's a colleague of the late Dr. James Kennedy, and he asked you, Matt, why are you defending Bradley Dean's rights and this student's rights on that campus in Spanish River? And I want you to give America your heart, because I believe you are one of those fighters, one of those leaders in our country that needs to be heard.
Well, certainly Bradley was in the right constitutionally, and I think it's very important from a biblical perspective and from the very founding principles of our country that are founded on Judeo-Christian values, that we have the right to be able to engage in free exercise of religion and free speech. And that in this case, Bradley was being denied access to this school solely because this teacher and the principal and some others that decided to stop him in the middle of his message didn't like the viewpoint of his message. It wasn't even the viewpoint of his message that he was saying at that time. It was the viewpoint of some positions that he stands for.
That's
biblical
right.
Marriage, biblical sexuality, then that homosexuality is wrong and immoral. Those are the issues that ultimately stirred up these individuals at the school, this individual particularly, to stop him. And so based upon things that Bradley had said before he even got to the school about biblical marriage, biblical morality, they ultimately said, you're not welcome here on this campus. Well, the good news is that we ultimately got that reversed, but that was the ultimate reason for them stopping Bradley in the middle of his presentation. And I think that if that was not challenged, if that is ultimately becoming the rule of the day, then all of our religious freedom, our free exercise of religion, our freedom of speech, all of those are challenged solely because of our Christian and our pro-family, pro-life viewpoints.
You know, we had a 16-year-old that actually was the head of that student club. It was called the American Club, folks. They did everything except serve apple pie. I think they actually served Oreo cookies after Bradley had spoke there. But on a separate note, this 16-year-old, Matt, had you and Bradley not stepped in and defended this 16-year-old's rights, and folks, this is what I'm talking about across this country. This is the, you can call it an epidemic, you can call it whatever you want. There is kids out there that want to stand, that need men in their callings. Yours, you happen to be in the law profession. We're going to talk about how you were formerly a pastor, but you're a lawyer. Bradley Dean is an advocate. He's called of God to preach to these kids. People to stand in their respective positions and stand on the behalf of the youth. Matt, what kind of a signal is it sending to our next generation when we're not, and all we do is complain about how bad it is in public schools when the rights are in our court?
Yeah, I always say that what the message will ultimately be left with these students, whether it's in high school or whether it's in a different situation where someone has an artwork and on the artwork they have a cross and the teacher scratches that out and says, oh, we can't have that because of church and state. Now, if we didn't come in and challenge it and set the record straight, then that little young boy or that young girl would ultimately grow up and maybe be the next mayor or governor.
Right.
And say, well, I learned that lesson when I was in fifth grade. You can't have church and state. God doesn't have any position or place in the public venue. And so here you have, like you said, the 16-year-old student, and this was a student-led club, and it was an after-school program. So it wasn't like he was coming to a classroom and teaching. It wasn't like it was even during the school day. This was after class. This was a student club. He was invited by the club. And so it was the rights of these students that ultimately were infringed as well. They had a right to be able to have a speaker. They had announced the speaker, Bradley. It was known among the school and the administrators that he was coming. But then when this one principal decided he didn't want him, what kind of a message was it going to send to these young men and women, these young boys and girls, that Bradley wasn't welcome? Why wasn't he welcome? Well, it was because of the viewpoint. What viewpoint? Well, it was because he believes in biblical marriage and biblical sexuality, and that's not allowed anymore in our schools. That's the kind of message that they would have received had it not been ultimately righted in the situation.
But this is what I love. Instead of being just another talking head on the conservative side and said, oh, look, another Christian was discriminated against. We got the victory here, Matt. I'm not sure if you knew at the end of this, but the teacher that literally said to Bradley, you're not going to be able to do this presentation. He was then forced to have this presentation. We came back on the victory.
Yeah.
In his classroom.
Yeah,
he was there. He watched the whole thing, Matt. He rushed up to Bradley at the end, shook his hand. I shouldn't say he ran, but he went right to Bradley and said, listen, thank you so much for sharing what you just shared today. I mean, there's conversion. That to me is love.
That's amazing. You know, God is a God of irony, and a lot of times, you know, people, Christians, Bradley in this particular case, or the student that invited him in the student club, they didn't go out to start a fight. They didn't go out to start a controversy, just to start a controversy. But when it actually happened, when that moment of decision occurred, there was a decision made, and the decision was, we're not going to lay down and just go away.
You got it.
We need to do something. And when a Christian stands in the gap at that moment, God can turn apparent adversity into incredible opportunity. And this is an exact situation that actually went from apparent adversity into incredible opportunity. I mean, it's amazing to have this situation happen and then get completely reversed. Not only that Bradley's able to come back, but Bradley comes back and he goes to the classroom, and then the teacher that ultimately didn't want him there in the first place comes up and is thankful for the message that he actually delivered. That's just amazing. So God is working in the heart of this teacher as well, and obviously many other people that were impacted by Bradley's message.
Amen. I feel like we're having church in here. I'm just, I really am in the studio here, because that is exactly how the Lord is, if you're willing to stand. And this is exactly how we engage the next generation, folks, by not only standing with them, but showing them how to stand. The student said to me, well, you know, the teachers have been calling, the administration's calling, saying, just let this go. You know, this isn't a big deal. You don't need to have another event. And the kid was like, okay. I want another event. And it's like,
yeah.
Yes, you meet
yes.
it.
You know, this coming May, in just a couple of months, I'm going to be putting the hood on Megan Chapman. And she will be graduating with a law degree from Liberty University School of Law. Now, you wind the clock back 8 years ago. She was a senior in high school, and she was voted by her classmates to pray. The ACLU filed suit, and the judge ordered that Megan Chapman, stating her name, could not pray. That's what ultimately got us in touch with her. That situation has a miraculous story. As a result of that, she ends up coming to Liberty University. She ends up coming to Liberty University School of Law. And just in less than 2 months, I'm going to have the honor to be able to commission her on the rest of the world. Instead of a silent graduation, it was an amazing graduation.
Amen.
And God has ultimately worked in this young girl's life because she did the right thing, and we were able to come in and stand with her. And that's one of the things I'd like, you know, somebody asked, why are you so optimistic about the future? Because I see situations like this.
Amen. And you're fighting.
Yeah, and the difference between failure and success in this spiritual context is one Christian standing in the gap saying, God, use me.
Amen.
And God will use you, and God will take apparent adversity, and I always use the word apparent adversity, because
yeah.
it's apparent mm-hmm. adversity, and turn it into incredible opportunity if you're willing to stand.
He works all things to the good. That's not for us to consume it on our lust, folks, but it's when we're in these situations that God will work to the good. And this isn't the first time that you and Bradley have teamed up for something. Dunkerton, Iowa, of course, last year, I think within a year, you guys have both kind of battled it out in the public arena for two victories, this past one, of course, with the city. And I'm looking forward to more of these, Matt. I've got to go to another break, but I do still want to talk to you about your former life, if you will, as a pastor. And then also the awakening, the purpose of the awakening, because Bradley's going to be joining you at the awakening as one of these speakers. In Awakening America, folks, before we declared independence, there was something called the Great Awakening in America. That was spiritual awakening that brought forth physical liberty to our nation. We'll be right back with Mr. Matt Staber, the Dean of Liberty School of Law, and also the Director of Liberty Center for Law and Policy. We're just getting started, folks. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We're back in the Sons of Liberty with Mr. Matt Staver, the Dean of Liberty School of Law, and also the Director of the Liberty Center for Law and Policy, talking about victory, victory, victory. One of the things you brought up, Matt, was you are optimistic about the future, and I think that's because you're fighting hard for the future. You don't see anything else than that victory that God promised you.
I agree. That's what we have. That's what we're called to do, no matter what happens from day to day, whether you win a skirmish or lose a skirmish. God's called us to the fight for the long term. He's called us to go out and be salt and light, and that's what our mission is.
Amen. Fight the good fight. Now, in your former years, you had started out as a pastor before you got involved in the law side of things. Can you kind of explain how that metamorphosis took place?
Yes, I was a pastor before I went into law school and was pastoring in Kentucky when some pastors actually invited me to watch a video. And this was an initiative by some people in Kentucky to get pastors introduced to the subject of pro-life. And so they went to the local pastors association. It was a multi-denominational association of different pastors coming together. And they wanted to show a video to the group of pastors. And so I went and saw the video Assignment Life. It was about a 20-minute video or so. There's also a longer version of this that literally changed my life. It talked about the life of the developing child in the womb, and it showed the famous Life magazine photographs from 1965 that showed the development of the child in the womb with flash photography in utero before ultrasound. And then it showed the aftermath of abortions, and you could certainly make out that these were little miniature human beings with rib cages and eyes and skulls. And it was just it was a horrible situation to see that. And it really took away the rhetoric that you read in the media. This was reality. This was what's happening in my community. And then it talked about Roe versus Wade in the Supreme Court. So that led me to go down to the local Right to Life organization that I'd never contacted before, got all of their literature and read it, and then went down to the University of Kentucky Law Library in Lexington, Kentucky to read Roe versus Wade. And that ultimately showed me that our law and our society, our policies and our faith, they're all interconnected, that our faith has to influence and shape the culture, and that these things were actually attacks on our foundational Judeo-Christian values, and that's what got me into the pro-life arena, and that naturally led me into law school.
Now, you're actually, what you do, and I saw a video of yourself and your wife, who serves right alongside of you in everything that you do, about this whole, you know, preachers can't talk out on political issues and things about of that nature. Now, you're an attorney saying to them, oh, yes, you can. The church has every right to do that. 501c3 are not. That's correct, right?
That's correct, yes. No church has ever lost its tax-exempt status for engaging in lobbying for or against legislation or endorsing or opposing a candidate. No church ever has ever lost its tax-exempt status for doing so. And so we have a lot of educational information. We have a little booklet on this issue. And we also have a DVD that talks about this issue as well. I showed the DVD to Pastor John Hagee. He called me up after watching it, and he said, I feel like an inmate who has just been let out of prison because now I feel like I have the liberty to Amen. Say what God has put on my heart.
Amen. So here you have a pastor turned attorney who is standing up for the rights of pastors all over the country. And really, this knowledge is liberating. When we started the show, we talked about a student's rights and how you're willing to defend those rights of those students. I want to leave you with this. I know you're in a hurry, and I appreciate you being on the show today. The Awakening 2013, Bradley's going to be joining you for The Awakening. Give your thoughts on this, because it's a very unique name, and I'm sure there's great meaning behind you choosing that name. You've been doing this for a number of years. Tell us about this. In 2013, it's going to be in Oviedo, Florida, on April 19th and 20th.
Right in the Orlando area, April 19 and 20, Friday night and Saturday. And the website for that is theawakeningusa.org, theawakeningusa.org, with the in front of awakening, theawakeningusa.org, and it's April 19 and 20. This really is combining faith and freedom, combining God and America, combining the Great Awakening with the American Revolution. This is really the foundation of our faith, our Judeo-Christian heritage, and how we actually engage in the public policy. You know, the American Revolution would not have occurred but for the Great Awakening, the spiritual revival and foundation that gave birth to the freedoms in the civil body politic. It was the sermons of pastors that was the fuel that fueled the fire for the American Revolution. Without pastors and sermons, we would have never had the Declaration of Independence and the American Revolution. It was that Great Awakening that was the impetus and the foundation for the American Revolution. And so that's what this is really about, combining the Great Awakening with the American Revolution in one event. Literally is a life-changing event. It's not all spiritual. It's not all political. You've been to events that are all just spiritually focused and others that are all politically focused. And this is really a combination that really, with a seamless garment, weaves them all together. And it is just a great opportunity to come together. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will be speaking on Saturday. She is someone who is fearless and really combines faith and freedom in her life and message. She'll be speaking on Saturday. We have over 50 speakers throughout this day and a half. We have 12 different breakout sessions and 3 plenary sessions. But literally, it will be an opportunity to come, get encouraged, get educated, become mobilized to advance our core values. And for such a time as this, this is definitely necessary. It's, again, theawakeningusa.org is the website. You can go there for more information, and you can sign up for the April 19 and 20 event.
You know, you brought up Michelle Bachmann. Her and Bradley Dean were in the New York Times together, and it's a great picture. Michelle's on one side, Bradley's on another. You have in John the Baptist, bringing the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. I know that Bradley is definitely an advocate for this next generation. Doesn't look the same, talk the same as a lot of the folks that maybe are going to be at the Awakening, but I'll tell you what, it's the same spirit of Christ. And like you said, it's a seamless garment. You've got it from both ends. But Matt, what I appreciate about what you're doing is you're bringing that next generation in the fold, saying, hey guys, you know what? We don't necessarily talk the same. We maybe don't look the same, but we have the same Christ. And we're going to do this together. We're going to hang together, or we're going to most assuredly hang separately. Give the website Absolutely. One more time, Matt, if you would.
Well, it's theawakeningusa.org, theawakeningusa.org. That comment from Benjamin Franklin was actually one of the sub-themes of one of our previous awakenings. And one of the unique things about it is we bring together people across ethnic, racial, generational lines together, united around our core values. So in that respect, it is a very unique conference, and I encourage everyone to come. Again, it's theawakeningusa.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt Staver, the Dean of Liberty Counsel School of Law. Mr. Staver, thank you for your victories. Thank you for all that you do. We appreciate you, and we'll continue fighting the good fight with you. Now, on to, you got it, on to another topic that I want to end the show with here. We got about 3 minutes left. Also, too, you can go to self-inflicted hate crimes. Also, too, actually, we posted the details of this Liberty Awakening on our Facebook. So go to Facebook at sonsoflibertyradio.com, or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Join Bradley and join Matt. It's going to be down in Orlando. I know this has been in Lynchburg before, but I think it's a movement. It's exactly what Matt said. We're going back to history. We're studying history. We're going to understand what God taught us and those principles that we need to stick to so that we can maintain victories. And that's what we're talking about. It's the purpose of the show today, folks. We also want to draw your attention to Bradley's latest News with Views column, Self-Inflicted Hate Crimes. This will blow your mind. Folks, criminals can't change the way that they think. Only the blood of Christ can change our hearts. And that's what needs to be applied to these people. But until then, they must be dealt with justice. You can't be surprised on anything that they do. The D.C. Clothesline just picked up Bradley's new, all of his columns is a new outlet that has been picking them up. The Foresight Independent Press in Rosebud County out in Montana. And folks, if you have newspapers, radio stations, or different outlets online or offline, magazines that you want to see Bradley published in, call us. Go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's an 800 number on there. Call us. We'll help you get Bradley and the Sons of Liberty's message into your newspapers, into your schools, into your colleges, into your Tea Party groups, on the radio stations. It's a real simple process. It's been happening a lot lately. To close on this, folks, you can depend upon this ministry, and I say it a thousand times, but the dependency of this ministry is upon Christ, number one, first and foremost. Without Him, there is nothing. Everything that we do, we desire to be fruitful, but increase, as it says in Colossians 1:10, in the knowledge of God. That's our end. It's to bring men to Christ, our Savior. That's our edge. That's everything we do, blending the Constitution and the Bible. Folks, this generation is awaiting to see how we will respond always. Their eyes are on us. I don't care if they're looking at a TV screen and they're playing Xbox. Their eyes are on us and what we will do. And doesn't the Bible say the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout all the earth, looking to see whom He'll show Himself strong on their behalf? Folks, the Sons of Liberty will continue to do this. And you can count on us if we can count on you to support us as well. Check out our new website. Just got a facelift. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Make a donation. Be part of the team. Become a son or daughter of liberty. We can win this. We will continue to win this. But I want to win it faster, and I want to win more. And that's up to all of us yielding to the Christ within us and your support, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thanks for joining us today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or go to Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We'll talk to you in 24.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.